Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Diva Strategies for Success, where every day, Monday through Friday, I get to bring you a dynamic guest. And today, I am so excited because I have a fabulous guest. Her name is Marlena Martin. She's the founder and executive director of Women of Achievement. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She, as I said, she is the founder and executive director of Woman Achievement and its sister program, TeenAchieve.com, for outstanding teens. Woman of Achievement recognizes women of all ages who excel through educational pursuits, talent development, and community service with movements that benefit women and society. A graduate of the University of Southern California in communication, theory, and public address, Marlena now works with contestants, private clients, and businesses on platform development and statement marketing. As an interview and branding platform coach, Marlena has been seen on NBC, Lifetime Television, and other media outlets. She has had careers in the Los Angeles market as a legal recruiter and was a sales director with a major cosmetics company before developing Women of Achievement. She was a contributing author to the recent book entitled The She Shift, chronicling the lives of various women founders. When Marlena isn't speaking or writing, she can be found traveling to other countries to relax and explore. Welcome, Marlena. I'm so happy to have you as a guest today. How are you?
Thank you. Oh, that sounds so great. I love that. You, whenever someone reads your bio, you always think, is that really me? Thank you for having me, Robbie. It's so wonderful to be, just have the honor to be on your show. It really is, so thank you.
Well, it's always an honor for me to be around you. What is thing do you think holding women back today?
Well, I think we have to be careful who we put our circle, who our top five influencers are, and because they always say the top five people in your inner circle tells me everything about you. And I always say, in Mary Kay Cosmetics, we used to say there are three things that stop a woman: a man, a man, a man. So if you have the wrong man in your life, that can also hold you back. So how's that for an answer?
That's pretty good. I know you do so much with women. So how do you work on self-improvement and growth?
Well, I think also this goes back to the original question. It's who you listen to, what you listen to, and if you're learning a lot, you're a reader. And I'm a writer, and writers love to read as well. But I always ask people, what are you reading? I think what you're listening to, what goes into your ear gate, what you allow in the ear gate. If you listen to a lot of negative media, that's going to influence you. If you have a negative laner in your house, it's going to affect you. So self-growth comes from really limiting your ear gate, but also looking at what you're reading and really expanding. I mean, this is such an information age we're in. So there's so much growth. And the problem we have is managing, what am I going to do next? What am I going to learn next? At least for me, it's so exciting. It's being in a candy store because we're just in the information age. So be selective, watch what comes in the ear gate, and really be reading some good books, because there's so much change right now in society.
That's true. So what do you, who do you listen to, and who motivates you, and where do you go for direction?
Well, I like reading. There's a gentleman who was excellent. He has a couple of books. His name is Dr. Miles Monroe, and Miles is M-Y-L-E-S, and he has The Power of Potential. There's a lot of books on potential, and, you know, he talks about how you need to rob the graveyard of your potential, that the richest place on the planet is the graveyard with all the unsung songs, the unwritten books, all the, well, we think we have all this time. You don't know when your time, how much time you have. So, you know, our job is to get on the planet we're created to do. So he's really good at that. He talks about a forest in every seed. You know, in every man there's a nation. I mean, he talks about that principle of the power of potential and how many lives one person can affect. So that's one of the people that I like to read his stuff. And then, you know, I read a lot of things. I read ancient books. I read Proverbs. I read the Bible. I read motivational books. And but I love Dr. Miles Monroe. So that's when you talk about potential, he's really got the corner on that. He's one of my favorite authors.
That's good. So where do you go for direction?
Where do I go?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I go inward. I take a lot of walks these days because we're in the middle of COVID. But, no, I mean, I think you have to also look within, and I think we all know deep down what we're meant to do. I think we may get sidetracked, we may get off track, but deep down, in fact, one exercise that's really great is they say get a picture of yourself when you're 10 years old and put it on your desk, because that's before a lot of teachers and parents and well-meaning people said, don't do this, do this. Kind of like the graduate, get into this field. Remember when they told them what to do? But when you're 10 years old, you kind of know what you want to do, and no one has stepped on your dream yet. So, you know, I do a lot of self-reflection. I do a lot of journaling. And I also listen to people around me, because sometimes people around you will point out your skill set, some skills that you don't even realize you have. So all of that is good to get direction.
I see you have an international division of Women of Achievement. What motivated you to include international women in WOA?
Well, I only wanted to make it a national program, and then a lady from Pakistan called me, and she relocated to Canada, and she heard about it and said, you really need an international division, and I want to launch it. I'll be your first representative. And she already had her branding up. She was already banned. I don't know how she found me, but she talked me into it. And I have to say that my international division is great, because they come out in their international costume or indigenous costume from their culture, and they share some wisdom from these ancient cultures that have been around. And it's a very colorful, it's incredibly different than my national program. It's just the U.S. program, and an international, it's just fantastic. But I started it because someone out of the blue heard about what I did and called me and really talked me into starting it. And now it's really a fun program. And hopefully you can come see it one time, because I know you came to my national, but my international is really fun to watch.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. How did you start the Women of Achievement, which is absolutely fabulous? I had the opportunity to see it in action. So how did you start it?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I started it because I wanted it to be a weekend kind of workshop classes where women could come in and take electives, and I'd bring all these different women that are specialized in different areas, and then you could take the classes, the electives that meant something to you, whether it was soft skill building, resume building, whatever it was, LinkedIn, how to do your social media profile, how to brand yourself, whatever, you know, image, whatever women were weak in, they could take these electives, and I would bring different women in. And that was the original idea for womanofachievement.com, which I've owned since 2002. And then I have the Miss America background, and I just really realized that women off at 25, and they say they're the largest scholarship organization in the world, and I'm thinking, well, after 25, you still want to go back to school. After 25, you're still starting nonprofits. I mean, life doesn't end for women at 25, so this is ridiculous. We need to have something like this for women to showcase their talent, their platform, their self-development, or their speaking abilities, and still award that. So that kind of was the impetus for it. And I was using a defunct trademark from another pageant, and they came after me. They actually did a cease and desist, and I thought, well, I own Woman of Achievement. Let me do this and really emphasize more than beauty. Let's emphasize what women are doing in the community. I think this will go. And I rolled the dice, and it and it went. It was great. It's just, it took on a life of its own. And I think women, you know, we're just in that time in the world where it's just not about how you look. It's really about what you're contributing. That is really the most important thing. So it was a go, and it created its own life, and it's really been fun. So thank you for, I'm glad you enjoyed it when you came.
Oh, it was wonderful. How has it changed over the years?
Well, you know, we started at the Embassy Suites in Arcadia, and I think the big change was moving it to the Queen Mary, because it just upped the game of it. It just upped the level. The staging was better. It's a destination. There's a lot of history. We could throw in the tea. We could throw in the history of Long Beach and the military history. And, you know, there were just so many things we could do on that location, and people would want to go there. And then it just grew, and I think we're getting more and more women that are really, that already have really strong platforms. Like this year I have a lot of PhDs. I have a lot of ladies I'm sure you've seen. I have a pediatrician who just signed up. And so we get women that are, these days, that really have their platforms pretty much developed. They really have something to say, and they're already either out there trying to do a book or already speaking. And these are the kind of women that we're starting to get in the program. So it's definitely evolved, definitely.
That's good. So where do you see Women of Achievement going in the future?
Well, the nice thing is it's not only the pageant. We have the we have two things. We started WA Magazine, which just launched this year. So we're going to have our first magazine, and we're not going to interview only WA women. We'll interview women that have had fertility struggles or other types of struggles that they've overcome, cancer recovery, whatever. So we're going to have women that have really recovered or gone through tough relationships. I mean, there's all kinds of issues that we can deal with there. But we also have a women's statewide award situation where in Florida we just had women nominated, and we had an awards luncheon. So we have certain states where we actually have sit-down luncheons where just top women in the state are nominated, and we honor them once a year. So we've started doing that in different states. And this year we'll be doing Texas towards the end of the year. We did Florida last year. So there's a non-pageant component to it, and I think that will grow. I already have people trying to do other states and run them. So it's very organic, but that is the other side of it. Plus, we're going to have the resources, the coaching for women, so women can go on that site eventually and find coaching for what they need. So it's going to branch out into the community and be more than just a pageant. It's going to be the other side of it, the recognition and all that arm of it. So it'll just continue growing.
Yeah, and I agree with what you said. So many of them have such fabulous platforms. Listening to their stories last year was just amazing to see what they're doing and how they're touching lives and changing the world and really passionate about, you know, what they're doing.
Oh, yeah, they loved you. I mean, I know I brought you in to speak at the luncheon, because we have a leadership luncheon every year, and then we had you speak, and then Susan G. Komen came on board this year to talk a little bit. But you were the key keynote person speaking, and there were other speakers, but they all talked to me about you. Oh, we loved Robbie. So you were a big hit there. So I like doing that. I really enjoyed having and giving you the award for California Woman of the Year. And just and you brought some of your women who got to see what we do, which was great. I loved that luncheon. It was really, really fun to do that.
Oh, the whole 3 days were amazing. Social media, good or bad? What are your thoughts?
The problem with social media is people today hide behind that anonymity. Let's say Twitter or whatever. People can, even Facebook, they can create fake profiles and do all kinds of damage. And, you know, I'm out of high school, obviously, for many years, but when I talk to the young people, they're getting bullied. There's a lot that goes on social media that is not positive. And, again, this goes back to watching your ear gate, your eye gate. What is coming into your eyes? What's coming into your ears? Is it edifying? Is it going to build you up or tear you down? And if you see someone getting bullied, you might want to speak up. So I think social media is good, but I think people need to remember their manners, how they were raised growing up. You can't just be a free-for-all and be a bully on social media, and that's my concern with social media.
Yeah, that's true. How has your life changed in the past 10 years?
Well, I think the biggest thing for women to think about, and certainly for me, when you have a business, and I had another business, and I was pretty good at it, but I wasn't the best at it, and I loved it. I really wanted it to go. But Woman of Achievement, easier for me. I have a better results with it. It's more in my wheelhouse. So I think for me, it's been learning to stick with the model that works for me and not be so emotionally tied to something else. I think a lot of us need to know how to get off that train. If there's another opportunity, don't be afraid to change. And so for me, WA ended up to be my biggest life work. I started with Teen Achieve, which is a sister program, but I always knew that Teen Achieve was not going to be my main life work, but that one took off first, and then that one dwindled down a little bit, and the other one took off. So my life has changed because I've been able to make that adjustment, even from the cosmetic company, move over and just do WOA because I was needed there, and that was the life path. So I think I've gotten more clarity this year, and I have a lot more modalities on healing, too, just how to stay healthy. That's the beauty of living in California. There's a lot of people with a lot of information, and some of it's traditional and some of it's not. And I'm in a Chinese area that has a lot of herbal medicine, and there's just probably not the answer you wanted to hear, but in the health arena, I've changed some of my philosophy, and it's kept me a lot healthier. So I believe in that, but I gave you a health answer and a business answer for how my life has changed.
That's good. What are you looking to do in the future?
Well, in the future, I would really like to travel and write books and speak. And I'm working on some internet business coaching, and I have an internet platform business I'm going to be building out. And so I'm working on that right now. But I think when you can reach a lot more people through the internet, too, that you can't get to always when you're public speaking. But really my future will be traveling because I love it and speaking and probably writing from abroad. And I don't mind flying into the U.S. twice a year to do my national program, but I don't mind being all around the world once we can travel again. That's what I'll be doing more than likely.
Yeah, that's great. What is the next WOA, and what do you look for in women, and how can women get more information and connect with you?
Well, the next WOA is on the September 19th weekend on the Queen Mary. That's in California. So any age, married or single, over 21 can enter that. And we also have that concurrently with our international program, so people can come in and represent their culture, or if they're born in another country and they really want to represent their culture. So I have people from India, China. I have Canadian women. So different women come in, someone representing Great Britain already. So going to be on that September 19th weekend. So women can come in representing their cities in California, or they can come in and compete in the international, either one. And then my big national program is November 8th through the 10th. So it's Saturday night check-in. Sunday will be that leadership luncheon that you went to with all the speakers. And then competitions Monday and Tuesday on the 9th and 10th. And then it's over at about 5 on Tuesday. So it's a little bit of a weekend into a little bit of your first part of your week. And they can nominate someone right on my website, womanofachievement.com. They can nominate. Or they can go right to the website and go to the apply menu. It's a pull down and print it out and go ahead and mail it to us. Or they can call us. I have an 800 number on that website as well. Contact us. And they can apply to represent either their state or their city or their culture, depending on what they want to do.
Wow, that's awesome. Do you also look for sponsors for your event? Is that something you'd like to reach out and find as well?
Yes, I have. In fact, I was just working on the sponsor site earlier today, on the portion of the website. We've actually had 7-Eleven Corporation come in and give us 2 grants to top platforms. I've had Union Bank do a grant. I've had Asian World Media. You saw they gave $1,000 on the stage. They just got it motivated and went and gave it. So I've had companies, corporations give. And then sometimes I have individuals. The Beverly Jean Platform Award is 600 to the top platform every year in honor of Brooke Westlake Kelly's Beverly Jean. Was so someone very special to her. So I have individuals that do it, that sponsor it, and then I also have organizations, and then I have companies that do it. And, yes, we always look for sponsors, and it's an advertising expense. Our Team Achieve program will be going nonprofit this year, but Woman of Achievement is not nonprofit, but people still write it off as advertising. And it's great. In fact, it's great when they come and present the award on behalf of their company. And now we got the big, large checks made that we can write in their company and give them the large check on the stage. So that's always fun. They love that. It's just great. You know, I want to give, the more money I give, the better. Because I would like to give big money, and that's my goal in the future. And you ask me, what's my future goal? I mean, all these scholarships add up, whether they're 1,000, under 1,000, or over 1,000. But it'd be great to give more and more money every year. That to me is a good day, because it attracts the women, but it also rewards the women for their work. And I think we women, we're so busy giving to everybody else. It's so great for me to get to reward women, because women, we're always worried about everybody else. And we're giving. So it's great to give back.
It's on your website. Does it have your sponsorship opportunities as well?
You know, that's a good point. We need to add that. We do have all the past and current sponsors on there, but we should do a form on that. So we're revamping that, and we're launching as of June 1st. We're doing a whole new one. So I'm going to have to put that on. I'm glad that you told me that, because
yeah, put the different levels so that people could see it. And,
go ahead.
The different levels. That would be good.
Right. Right. I have an email, like a deck that I send people if they want it. But you're right. We should have that really available on the site. Should put that on the site, because we do have it as a separate document. But you're right. Very good.
And they could just download it and fill it out and send you a check in the forms.
Perfect. I know. Right.
Right. Well, we still
right?
have 7 minutes. So what message would you like to give out to women?
Well, you know, I have a message that's similar to your message, Rob, because I think you always say we have to ask, and I know you really believe in women supporting women, and I think we shouldn't be islands. I think we should help each other. There's a lot of help out there, and don't be afraid to do that. Reach out to other women. I mean, that's what you're about, correct?
That's absolutely true. I don't believe that there's any competition, because people buy and go to people they like. It's not about the price. It's how you spend the time to build the relationship, and you learn about whatever it is you might have, how you're going to help them with their issue. I mean, that's what I see. I don't know. I'm sure that you have some too for them.
I just believe that there's enough for everybody. You can't look at everybody and think they're competing with me. No, you're going to get the right people for your group, your tribe, whoever's supposed to be with you. You can't have that attitude, I'm competition with everybody, because when you do that, you already lose. This is what I tell women coming into Women of Achievement. It's not about winning. When you come in, it may be that someone needs to hear that platform message. When you get up and talk about that issue and how you overcame that, your purpose may be just to do that, to help somebody. Or somebody may be there that can give you money for your platform. Or you may change someone's life in a personal conversation there. So into whatever the cause is and why you're there. Because I've had people come in that just spoke, and that was it, and they tell me it was life-changing. It changed their life. It was meant to happen. So I love what you talk about, just showing up. You never know what will happen when you show up. Just show up.
That's true. That's true. I know you said in the that they don't all, you have different competitions. What are some of the competitions you have? Because I know you said they could speak or they could do, they could perform or, you know, so
okay,
kind of go through that a little bit.
Right. So they have in our traditional, separate from international, but at the regular California and the U.S. national, 25% of their scores on their personal interview, which is based on their two-page bio that we have them send. 25% is their platform. So we give them a table. They can decorate that table. Let's say it's keeping the ocean clean. They might put a beach scene or some sand on there with some plastic. They can do whatever they want on their table display. They might have a nonprofit, whatever. They may be doing the American Heart Association, but they get a table to put flyers on, and they have the community service judges come around and they get to speak to them about that, and that's 25%. 20% is creative expression, so we allow them to either sing, perform, play an instrument, or speak. It's about 50-50 on that. Half want to perform and half want to speak. And a few of them do media art. I've had fine artists come in. I've had filmmakers come in. So there's even an area in the middle there for media art in that portion. But 20% is creative expression, 15% lifestyle fitness, and 15% gown. And by lifestyle
wow.
fitness, I don't mean swimsuit. I mean just kind of active wear, fun wear.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. So, again, let's give them the website and how they can reach you, because we're getting down to the show being soon over.
Okay, it's www.womanofachievement.com, and we also have our Woman of Achievement WA pageant on Instagram, and we have Woman of Achievement on Facebook. That's our corporate. You can get a hold of me on any of those sites, and we will get back to anyone who wants info on sponsoring or actually participating this year. It'd be great. And it's at the end of the year, which is good.
That sounds great.
Thank you.
Give them the dates again. Just let's close with the dates.
The California program is the September 19th weekend. International is September 20th, so they're on the same weekend. And the U.S. national is November 8th through the 10th this year on the Queen Mary as well.
Well, I'm just honored to have you as a guest because I know what a great job you do. I mean, everything was so detailed and well put together. And the women that show up are just amazing. I met so, it was one of the greatest 3 days. I mean, I was asked to be there one day, but I decided to stay the whole time just to be around all those fabulous women, and they are amazing. And I know that you you just reach out and are able to get some of the best.
I know, it's amazing, some of the great women that come in. It's like building a great playing field. You build it, and they will come. And the great women do show up. It's wonderful. Thank you for that. That's so sweet of you to say that.
And what is interesting, a lot of them don't know each other, but they leave as great friends and great sisters, you know? You could see that.
Yeah, that was the thing I wanted to say to you was it's like you have a great party. You're going to throw a great party with your best friends, and you just put them all in that great party, and great friendships happen, and you can't wait for them all to meet each other. That's how I feel when I do it. It's just fantastic.
Well, you sure do a good job with that.
Well, thank you.
Well, I want to, again,
so
thank you, and it's, the half an hour goes really fast, but let's later do another show. And if any of your girls want to be on my show, just let them know. They can call me. Always love to interview dynamic people and have a chance to tell more about what they're doing.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right. Take care now and have a fabulous day.
You too, Robbie. Thanks a million. Bye-bye.